Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give God some praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask you to push a little bit tonight. Now, I was born at night, but not last night. And y'all been going. Amen. We've been kind of drilling down on Sunday morning and Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Take a deep breath. Say, I'm here on Wednesday. Oh, praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name, why don't you take about 20 seconds and just, amen, in a refreshing way, just go and, amen, shake somebody's hand that you haven't shaken. Praise the Lord. Get out of your place. Smile in Jesus' name. Amen. Move a little bit. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've got guests here tonight. It's just an honor to be here in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give somebody a hug that you can legally hug. In Jesus' name. Don't leave nobody out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's lift up the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift up your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary.
Come on, lift up your voice. Your eyes to sing that.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary
Lord. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Come on, let's do it one more time in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, we are in the home stretch. We really are. I'm not talking in reference to these particular sets of services, but we have to have a home stretch mentality. Can you say that? Home stretch mentality. Think about the relay race and you're the last runner. Can you say that? Say, I'm the last runner. Come on, some of you just got a reality check. You thought, oh, let's talk about, oh, the church is the last runner. No, I'm the last runner. Come on, don't put your finger in your chest there. Think about it different when you realize that you're the last runner. Every responsibility is nobody's responsibility. Amen. With each one of us. Amen. Give honor to your pastor in Jesus' name. Give him a hand clap in the name of the Lord. Amen. And this needs to be said. It's very important. And I know that, amen, there's a lot of unity in this church. But it's very important as you as an individual, not let your pastor be your preacher, but let him be your pastor. I should say, not just your preacher. Let him be your pastor. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a difference, you know. He's more than just an orator. Amen. There are times that your name is called when you don't think that your name is called in Jesus' name. So it's inherent in the position. Amen. And, you know, there's a pressure point in Jesus' name. In this last day, amen, we need to be together more than what we ever have before. Oh, praise the Lord. Again, I want to say, amen, amen, there's unity here in this church. But in the name of Jesus, in the times of pressure which we are living in this day, amen, we haven't even gotten started yet. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. Come on, in the name of Jesus, all the way in the name of the Lord. Come on, full armpit praise. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. If you're living a double life, amen, you need to get rid of the other one and come into the church. Hallelujah. It's the only thing that matters. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glad for all of our guests. In Jesus' name, I'm thankful. Amen. For what God has been doing and what God's going to do tonight. Amen. I say, what God's going to do tonight. Come on, let's speak it out to the atmosphere and what God's going to do tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, fall tonight. Somebody say, waters of baptism, you're troubled. Amen. In Jesus' name. Somebody's going down in baptism in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Lift up your hands and give him glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't know, Brother Davenport, if you picked this up. I forgot to say it to you. Everything I have here written is in the CED version, so you are on top of it. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Amen. I'm preaching to you from this subject, live God's purpose for your life. Amen. If you're a guest of ours, amen. Let me tell you something. If you're a guest of ours, we're going to treat you in any kind of way that you, amen. You're not going to feel like a guest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And in Jesus' name, amen, that we're hungry and we're thirsty and we're ratcheting that up in the name of Jesus. So, live God's purpose for your life. Can you say that? Live God's purpose for your life. Now, that could have been a question. Amen. But we're making the statement, and I'm asking you to step into that statement. Amen. Philippians, the third chapter, the 12th verse, Now, I'm going to be reading it in the CEV version. He's already got it up there in that same version. Thank you so much. Amen. And I don't do that because to give certain understanding. We're living in a generation that doesn't read their Bible much. Psalm 23 is probably overread. Not that it's not relevant, but there's a whole lot to this Bible. It's a life manual. Praise the Lord. So sometimes, amen, in your study, these little things help you have a little bit of more understanding. I have not yet reached my goal, and I am not perfect, but Christ has taken a hold of me. So I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. My friends, I don't feel I have already arrived, but I forget what is behind and I struggle for what is ahead. I run, someone say I run, towards the goal. Notice that verb. Amen. So that I can win the prize. Notice the connection that Paul makes. Now, I know I'm not reading in the Greek here, but this is getting towards really the meaning of the actual original. I run. He connects running with winning. So I can win the prize of being called to heaven. Amen. Last night we said, have you made heaven? Is heaven the goal of your life? Amen. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. All of us who are mature should think in the same way. And if any of you think differently, God will make it clear to you. But we must keep going in the direction that we are now heading. So he's saying, amen, this is the direction that we're going. He says, running, pursuing. And he says, if you need to catch up, it's time to catch up. But we're not turning around. My friends, I want you to follow my example and learn from others who closely follow the example we set for you. This is Paul talking. I am often warned that many people are living as enemies of the cross of Christ. Now, you can really kind of check that out, amen, but he's not talking about the world there. He's talking about the church. Now, with tears in my eyes, I warn you again that they are headed for hell. They worship their stomach and brag about the disgusting things they do. All they can think about are the things of this world. But we are citizens of heaven. Amen. Can you say that with me? But we are citizens of heaven. So that means, amen, you are a Christian who is an engineer. Or you are a Christian who is an accountant. Or you are a Christian, I should say apostolic, but you understand. Amen. You are an apostolic who is a housekeeper. You're not a housekeeper first, you're an apostolic first. Well, praise the Lord. So we are citizens of heaven and are eagerly waiting for our Savior to come from there. Now, amen, our Lord Jesus Christ has power over everything. And he will make these poor bodies of ours like his own glorious body. Amen. Second Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 15th verse. Again in the CEV. And Christ did die for all of us. He died so that we would no longer live for ourselves, but for the one who died and raised to life for us. We are careful not to judge people by what they seem to be, though we once judged Christ in that way. anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten. Say that out loud. The past is forgotten. And everything is new. God has done it all. He sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. And he has given us the work of making peace between himself and others. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you have called us. You have put purpose in our lives. We praise you, Lord God. Every man and woman here today, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your spirit, amen, would go through any, oh God, in the name of Jesus, go through any situation, oh God, that would hinder. In Jesus' name, we speak peace over this house. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for new ones, oh God, that will see, oh God, their purpose, oh God, for you calling them in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Would you do that? Amen. You can be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm excited for the great opportunities in Christ that people are reaching out, amen, to receive and walk in. Hallelujah. It is a true statement that ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. In Jesus' name, what we have just read and what we're preaching here goes beyond the religious realm. Amen. Amen. The world's religion, amen, will confuse you. If you get your concepts of religion from the television, you are getting a wrong concept. Amen. But the true statement that your life is, that you are dead and your life is hid in Christ with God. That is exactly where God wants you to be. That is exactly where you will find God's purpose for you. That is exactly where you will find the good life that leads to heaven. Amen. If you, amen, are a guest of ours or, amen, somehow you don't understand, we are not a 7-9 church. We're not a 9-5 church. Oh, praise the Lord. This is not a certain way of living here. And then when you get beyond the pastor's purview, you live a whole lot another way. You got to remember the eyes of the Lord are to and fro throughout all the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. You can look at that as a bad thing, amen, if you're doing bad. But I'm thankful that those eyes have kept me on the highway. I'm thankful for those eyes that when nobody could do, amen, even what Dr. Welby couldn't do it, amen, that God touched my body and healed my body. Don't tell me what God can't do. But in the name of Jesus, oh, praise the Lord, when you understand that your purpose is more than what the banker tells you and the lawyer tells you and your in-law and your outlaw tells you, oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you what, there are a lot of religious myths that are ruling people's lives, and a myth will have you unless you, amen, and I fall in love with him. Oh, praise the Lord. I'd like to say that's just easy, but it's not. It's exactly, this is where God wants you exactly to find the good life that leads to heaven, regardless as to the present news cycle, regardless as to the shifting economic sands of life. It is a privilege, amen, to carry this message. It is a privilege, amen, to have what you have if you have, amen, not only just you have repented of your sins, been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, been filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. That is the unspoken, and that is the missing part of the gospel in this religious world. Oh, praise the Lord, which is told that the gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection. of Jesus. And then what you do after that is believe it. Amen. Pastor quoted a script, read a scripture here this evening. Amen. Out of the second chapter of Acts, says, whosoever, amen, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And yet, even that, amen, must be in context. Oh, praise the Lord. To those that will not study the word, amen, they don't think that because I believe, amen, mentally, amen, and assent to it verbally, that I am now saved. And that is not true. Amen. Hallelujah. What he's saying is every person has opportunity. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your socioeconomic situation is. I don't care if you can speak the King's English. Amen. Amen. Or you can't speak at all. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. There's a hunger and a thirst that is within you that God wants to take you where you are right now and take you high above what you ever thought you could be with somebody that clapped their hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. There are things in the invisible that don't want us to get this. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, that there are many voices in the world, but the Bible says that there are many voices, amen, that do not have signification. Amen. The voices that you hear are only three and three only, period. Every voice is covered by these three things. It's either God or it's yourself or it's the devil. And you've got to understand which is which. God will never violate this scripture. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It is a privilege to carry this message that Jesus died for. It may not be the flashiest. It will not, in most cases, amen, win you billions of dollars. But it will get you all the way to heaven. Amen. I say all the way to heaven. Your gold and your silver cannot buy gold in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Your nothing can supply your need, amen, like him who supplies all your need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Let me take a little side trip to here, amen, to tell you. Oh, hallelujah. It's wonderful, friend of mine, to know this Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I say it's wonderful to know him in spirit, which means, amen, with all your heart, amen, and truth, that means not concealing. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That leads you to know him in spirit and in truth, apostolic truth, amen, and the Holy Ghost that leads to, amen, that situation. Think about it. Amen. You are then in a bubble that wherever you go, you've got angels that you cannot see. Good things show up. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody else goes down, but God sustains you. You don't see it. Oh, praise the Lord. You can't even call on it. But because God is faithful, and God, hey, God is more than just a laser, amen, a cruise missile. He knows your longitude. He knows your latitude. Amen. So, amen. Dry up your tears. Stop crying in your soup because God knows who you are. Hallelujah. So I'm here tonight to encourage us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not leaving out our guests, but I want you to know, guest, amen, you are not being brought here to be a pew baby. You're not being brought here and told, do this, do that. Oh, praise the Lord, to take advantage of you. Amen. You're being brought here because in the name of Jesus, it may be gray carpet and wood trim, but there's gold in this house in the name of Jesus, in the Holy Ghost. This is the last place that the devil wants you to be. But I'm going to tell you, if you have come, hey, if you should come to the appreciation of what you have in this house, you are not dragging here. You ought to skip in the parking lot. Oh, praise the Lord. You ought to get here time enough and pray in the name of Jesus. You ought to do Habatusis before the keyboard is played, before the drum is hit. Hallelujah, God, because you have been chosen. You've been called. Oh, praise the Lord. So get this. I'm here to encourage you to live a Christ-sized life. Let me say that again. I'm here to encourage you to live a Christ-sized life. Amen. Amen. It's not Jehovah Jr. It's the Holy, it's Jehovah, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Folks, this is the most underrated, gold mine by society. Amen. But those that are hungry and thirsty, God will give you 2020 vision. Oh, praise the Lord. There are people that will never understand. Amen. What apostolics are so fervent, so loud, they'll dance, put a dime in them like you put it in a jukebox, and they'll break a high heel shoe, and they'll holler, amen, and if you get too close, they'll smack you in the face when they go, what? But I'm telling you, friend of mine, when you understand you have limited time and limited energy and limited life units, oh, praise the Lord, it means something to give all yourself to God. So, for those that are hungry and those that are thirsty and have their eyes open, looking for eternal life and everything it conforms, amen, can afford. Oh, praise the Lord. This is a strain that we need in our vocabulary. We need to strain for, amen, Christ's manifestation in our life. Oh, hallelujah. Paul said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again. Hallelujah. It wasn't enough for you to get filled with the Holy Ghost. It was not enough for me to baptize or see you baptized in Jesus' name. He says, I travail again until Christ be fashioned in you. Hallelujah. That's the goal. Hallelujah. I'm glad, amen, Alan, when you went down the water in the name of Jesus Christ. And God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But, amen, we celebrate that. And we give God praise. But that's not the finish. That's just the start. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad for every person that's spoken in tongues. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad for every person that's baptized in Jesus' name. When you're baptized in Jesus' name, whether you're in the front or the back or in between or in the parking lot, your sins of your past are removed. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost does not do what baptism does. Baptism does not do what the Holy Ghost does. When you get baptized, all your past sins are removed. But you should not be living your life in the rearview mirror. Oh, praise the Lord. When I drive through the front mirror. Sometimes I forget to look at the rearview mirror. Oh, praise the Lord. You better keep your eyes on the road or you'll get run over. Amen. But then you get the Holy Ghost because then you get the mind of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why you feel better, Shirley. And tomorrow's going to be better. And tomorrow's going to be better. Amen. Newsflash, listen to me. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't underestimate anybody when they come in this and give themselves with all their heart. Because listen to me. Amen. Rome wasn't built in a day and your walk with God won't be built in a day. Hallelujah. Every time you listen to me, come out somebody, amen, every time you get up in the morning, when you get up in the morning, amen, don't turn on the television, don't turn on the radio, amen, don't check out Facebook, you ought to get on the floor and start dancing and praising God. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. You ought to get up and praise God. Have a seat. Get ready. Jump back up. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, when you find your purpose, hallelujah, your purpose is to fill up, amen, all the bacon and eggs and pancakes that you can find. Oh, praise the Lord. Your purpose, amen, your flesh is against you. It's in cahoots with the devil against you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, for every one of us, we got to have something, amen, we got to have a well that's springing up into everlasting life. Oh, praise the Lord. Hey, there's a world that is thirsty. They wake up depressed. They got the Valium right now in their purse. They got a problem in their purse. Oh, praise the Lord. On the verge of suicide, moment by moment, and never has there been a day when it's been more than today. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why, friend of mine, this is not, amen, I'm glad for the program and I'm glad for the system. Oh, praise the Lord. But this is a spiritual work. It's going to be won because of prayer, of seeking God. Oh, praise the Lord. Pulling down strongholds in the name of the Lord. There are people that won't change their mind until you pray it through for them to change their mind. I wish I had more praises in here. Hallelujah. I'm glad for yesterday. I'm glad for the day before. But in the name of Jesus, when I look at the population chart, I'm glad for that. Oh, praise the Lord. But in the name of Jesus, got to keep my eye on what's real. Oh, praise the Lord. We got a lot of people in depression and despair in the name of Jesus Christ. And God has put upon us the power of His Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And it's time to live a Christ size life. Oh, hallelujah. Let me take a bus stop right now in the name of Jesus, because I'm always preaching that somebody that's in despair, somebody that's hiding behind their face, and somebody that's hiding behind their skin and under their mop top, I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus, you weren't made, oh praise the Lord, to be a flunky from some hip hopper, some amen acid snorter, amen, or some, oh praise, you were made to be, amen, in Christ and Christ alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent is aided. Take it by force. I promise you, this is not an entertainment center. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad for the last few days, but the last thing you need to do is put it in a museum and say what God did, because God is a current God. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, here's my cup, Lord. Fill it up. Fill it up again, God. Give me a fill up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. He undercutos. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you want to fill up? If you don't want to fill up, I'll get yours and mine. Because I'm hungry and I'm thirsty because I'm running. My little children, I travail. He says, I work. He says, I become a woman, like a woman, having a birth again until Christ be formed with you. Listen to me. You won't be long getting the Holy Ghost. You get that mentality. Oh, praise the Lord. Your neighbor sitting beside you really doesn't matter that much for you to go to hell over. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You got to make hard choices in this. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So what God is, amen, the goal is that what God is in you and me. Oh, praise the Lord. The goal that God is after, amen, is to be formed in you and I. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, this isn't hard. Amen. You say, what's God got from? God didn't call you out. Oh, praise the Lord. Give you the Holy Ghost just so you can say yabba dabba do and go back to your NBC, CBS, CNN television. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got a world like that. God didn't save you to be a couch potato. You can have amen. You may not be able to walk far, but you can pick up a telephone and pray for somebody over of the phone. Oh, praise the Lord. You can pick up your hell phone, make it into a heaven phone. Oh, praise the Lord. And teach a Bible study over the phone. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't tell me if you're acting like you were when I first came into this place. Amen. Years back. Amen. No change. No visual. No nothing. Amen. And then I'm saved. You fooling yourself, dude. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I got to run. We're not competition for each other. We can help each other. Somebody jump up and give God a praise. Come on, lift up your voice. I know there's pressure on this service tonight, but we need to put pressure on the pressure. Lift up your head in the name of Jesus. Come on, dude, you can clap better than that. Come on, where's my prayers? That is what Paul pressed for his entire life until they stopped him by chopping his head off. So compelling was this life in God. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I said, so compelling was this life in God that not only Paul, each apostle pressed to share the wonders of this life, even unto being crucified upside down. And that man was Peter, and he didn't do it by himself. He and his wife were crucified that way. Amen. Or being speared through while preaching, because way was made for every man and every woman and every child. Amen. That's the kind of desire that you'll keep, that keeps you working with people that don't get it on day one. Oh, praise the Lord. That will cause you to horror in prayer. Amen. While you smile when you see them, because you know that your God is bigger than their God. Oh, praise the Lord. Way was made for every man, every woman, every child to step into God's purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. Did you hear me, teenagers? Oh, praise the Lord. This is more than just about, amen, doing this to please the pastor. Oh, praise the Lord. There's going to be one day where you're going to come face to face with the Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. And all those opportunities, amen, that you had to pray, hallelujah, God, they will be gone. But I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, today's the day. I can preach it if you get up out of that seat and run down this aisle and throw yourself. I'll just raise my voice while you holler until you get a hold of God. I'm going to tell you, because today is the day for you to find your purpose. Somebody lift up their hand. Don't look at me like I'm from Mars. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, how about somebody in the back of the church? Come on, we got guests that are lifting up their hands. Come on, don't look around guests as you. Amen. Get in the mode of talking to God. You ought to pray in the Spirit every day. Churchianity was never the goal. It was Christianity. When this thing started, they didn't know anything about Christian. It wasn't even coined yet. When it was coined, amen, it was a derogatory term. Came out of Antioch. Oh, praise the Lord, it's shifted in its meaning nowadays. But I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for the biblical example of what Christian is, you cannot separate it from apostolic. Now, we'll still talk in the other way, in the cultural way, amen, just to communicate certain things, amen, to the neophyte or the unlearned, amen, amen, you won't know what's being said. But I'm saying there was nothing in the Bible, amen, that was called Christian except those that were apostolic. What do you mean, Brother Crowder? Amen. Acts 2:42, if you want a reference, it'd be good to take a look at that. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 2:42. They continue how in the apostles' doctrine? Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That means they didn't lounge on in. That means they died in. Oh, praise the Lord. They didn't care that they could have been the next one crucified. They didn't care that the next one that was slain. Oh, praise the Lord. When you get this and you realize, amen, amen, it's not quite Superman, wasn't invented yet, but you think, I can jump over this with a single bound. Praise the Lord. Christianity was never the Christianity was never the goal. Jesus said in John 20 and 21, as my Father sent me, listen to that. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. It's pretty easy to memorize that phrase, which is the last part of that verse. But think about what Jesus is actually saying. He said, as I, amen, the Father sent me, even so send I you. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm preaching to people who not only have who the only Christ, amen, that I'm speaking to people who the only Christ that some people will see is you. I'm preaching to people that Christ displayed in you by power and by the might of the Holy Ghost is really the goal of why he came. He didn't come just to put you on the org chart somewhere down the list. He came, oh, praise the Lord, not to make you an upstanding member in the community. He came, friend of mine, so that you can be set free and you can show forth the love and the joy and the peace and the gentleness and the goodness and the meekness and the temperance against such as their law. You can get out of the fornication, the lying, the depression, the despair, and thinking about killing yourself, oh, praise the Lord, and understand in the name of Jesus. Doesn't make any difference how many crow's feet you got or how many wrinkles that you got and how you don't fit in, amen, to the Jack Mullane model. Oh, praise the Lord. You are filled with Jesus Christ. Oh, somebody give God some praise. I wish I heard some praise this night. Hey! Hey! With that title, live God's purpose for you. Newsflash. It only starts with being born again. That's the start. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't look at me like that. Amen. You remember those babies? Look back at your baby pictures. Everybody loves babies. Everybody loves babies. Until that baby gets to be 40 years old and they're still a baby. You marry one like that, amen, you're not going to dry their diaper. You're going to say, get up, dude, wipe your own self. You go stop your sink. Yeah, right. Amen. Born again. Woo! Again. Amen. When you were introduced to this, wherever you come from, you've got all kinds of reasons to get to the ground, hitting the pedal to the metal. When that man opens his mouth and says, you ought to be born again, you ought to say, yes, sir. Amen. You need to repent of your sins. Yes, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You've been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't care if it's a swimming pool or bathtub. Praise the Lord. And I've baptized them in both. I've been woken up 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Got my amen myself on and went down and baptized them in a lake. Because in the name of Jesus Christ, this is not some type of a family gathering so you can sit there and have a photo op. This is a time, friend of mine. Hey, their sins are washed away. Exactly why this is being preached tonight, because of the name of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and praise the Lord, he took blood, amen, he spilled blood for this. He never intended for you to be a pew body, neither, amen, but rather one who strains and stretches. My notes, but you need to think about this. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. That does not nearly say what that verse is saying. Amen. We think of it in the American way, but in the Hebrewism, amen. Read an article. It's called, amen, the courage, the beauty of courage. by Alexander McLaurin. Amen. David stretched himself. Amen. What it really describes is how God blesses. We think we stretch and then, amen, we get the award or we get, amen, so and God blesses us. No. He said, you know, what David had done, hallelujah, he looked beyond the situation. And, amen, he encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. It wasn't everybody else's God. We're talking about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. That was out of the picture. Amen. Hallelujah. His wife had been taken. His goods had been taken. Those of his friends had been taken. And his friends, amen, whipped around on him and was about to kill him. Praise the Lord. Instead of calling 911, he looked over it because of what he had done ahead of time. He was the Lord, his God, ahead of time, before the tragedy showed up. Oh, praise the Lord. So the analogy is, as long as you're straining, God is helping. When you stop, he stops. Now, that may not be 100%, but that's 99.5. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostolic work is not apostolic, amen, living. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Forget about now. Amen. Hopscotch back into times. Amen. Listen when somebody's talking about some of the old times. Not that you live in the rearview mirror, but you can look back and get an idea. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That you were made to move mountains. Hallelujah. We've got more internet, more cell phones. Amen. More cars, faster cars. Amen. Jets. And so much more square footage, nicer homes. Amen. And literally, pound for pound, perhaps, I'm not saying it is, but perhaps, less of a move of the Holy Ghost from individual to individual. Oh, praise the Lord. See, in this last day, when you look at it from the eagle's nest and not the chicken yard, amen, God wants us to rise up and look at things from the eagle's nest. Oh, praise the Lord. Am I the only one that's gone through a mental battle? Amen. That diminishes what you are and who you are? No, I'm not. Oh, praise the Lord. Mental health is a big issue. Amen. I've said it several times in this meeting. Oh, hallelujah. That's why you've got to meditate on his word. Oh, praise the Lord. God is not going to lie against this Bible. He's not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, amen, he's the person that strains and stretches until they see the works, hallelujah, of God through them, through holiness and righteousness. Righteousness is right doing and faith. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. You'll understand what I'm saying. Mark 16, verse 15. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said unto them, go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. This is not a preacher's scripture. Amen. It's preached to the scripture, but we keep reading, we'll find out. But he that believeth and not shall be damned. Hallelujah. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What am I supposed to do with that? Amen. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, praise the Lord. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Way back in time, amen, the Catholic Church, amen, started a tradition where everything is done by the liturgy, the clergy. Hallelujah. You couldn't read your Bible. Some people lost their life because they tried to read their Bible. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, amen, that God, amen, once has allowed it so that all that's been crushed and it puts the word of God, amen, at your fingertips. But even that's not the total word of God. Amen. God will never speak outside of that. But then God will use that to personalize, amen, things in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. How do you hear the voice of God? When you pray, pray, and then, amen, sense that still small voice. That's the most prominent way that God speaks to you. Amen. God will speak to you in your ear. And he does that, you'll never forget it. I still remember when he did it. But he doesn't do it very often. Amen. In fact, it's been years, amen. Well, not been years, but amen, it's been a long time. But when you understand, he's always speaking, but the flesh, what is glorified now in this day, is the only preventative for hearing God. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And the religious world makes it so that maybe you shouldn't hear him. Get it from the television. Get it from the radio. Get it from the big stadium. Let me tell you something. Your soul is worth more than that. Jesus came to accomplish, amen, hallelujah, came to accomplish this, amen, for the hungry and the thirsty, amen. That's why it says he came to seek. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Why should the maker of the universe seek anything when he's got angels to serve him? Because in Jesus' name, if nothing else but this, this is why you ought to banish the thought of doing away with yourself, or banish with your thought of just letting your life float like a cloud. Amen. He loved me. Lift up your hands right now and love him back. You do have hands, right? Come on, lift up your hands. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, in this place right now. Come on, let's go a little further. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. Close your eyes. When you lift up your hands, lift it compassionately. Close your eyes and talk to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not used to that, Brother Crowder. Go ahead and get used to it in the name of the Lord. Somebody, come on. The Spirit is here. Come on. I said the Spirit is here in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, manifest yourself. Manifest yourself to every person in this place. Hallelujah. Come on. If you have the Holy Ghost, would you open your mouth to speak it out? It's not enough to wait to camp meeting. It's not enough to make you do it at the rally. Oh, come on. Every day we ought to be praying in the Holy Ghost. I told these new ones, amen, you ought to be speaking in tongues every day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was so intense, amen, about bringing this to us. Sins will hold you down. It will smother you. Oh, praise the Lord. But Jesus put everything into it, amen, so that, amen, you can have exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Oh, praise the Lord. Why don't you lose your mind, amen, in the peace of God? Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, let's push a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mark. Amen. Brother Davenport, we're going to go on the fly here. Amen. Mark 1 and 40. Amen. I can't read it all, but I can just say a leper came beseeching Jesus. That means he came calling upon Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Amen. Somehow his fervency violated all of the religious rules. Amen. And he realizes, if this kind of love is coming from this man, that I feel is coming from this man, then I can make my approach to him. And he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he turned back to him. He said, I will be thou clean. Isn't that cool? That's our God. Jesus can do it, but he did it for somebody who stretched, who strained, who got all, amen, who got over the inferiority complex. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, put your pinky down. Praise the Lord. You know the Amy Vanderbilt course, you know? Mm-hmm. You get hungry enough, you'll grab that fried chicken like it's a baseball bat. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't care if they're photographing you and live streaming you on FaceTime. I'm hungry. Look at your neighbor. Come on, look at your neighbor and practice. Say, I'm hungry. Come on, twist your face around. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, come on, Fred. I know you can get hungry. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm hungry. All right, amen. Come on, it's my last night. I don't get a chance to holler. You know. Come on. There was a man with an unclean spirit. He had an unclean spirit. There's lots of folks with unclean spirits. Thank you, Jesus. He was dwelling in the graveyard. That's what he was. He couldn't be bound by chains. Hallelujah. Cried day and night. Sister, I'm going to need some funeral music here just a second. Amen. He cried day and night, cutting himself with stones. You know what? Jesus was heading in his direction. Listen to me now. He was heading in his direction across the sea before that man ever knew that Jesus was coming. You know, if that had been the local psychiatrist or psychologist or maybe the job interviewer, they wouldn't have been heading across. But Jesus can see what's in you that your exterior is not displaying right now. Oh, praise the Lord. And so when Jesus came to the shoreline, this man ran and worshiped him. And with one sentence from Jesus, a man that was tormented by a whole legion of devils, that's at least 2,000, I think it's 3,000 to 5,000, he was released. And he was sitting clothed, praise the Lord, clothed in his right mind. Do you notice that? Amen. That means when he had those devils, you know, a lot of stuff, amen, you can see all the gross lumps and bumps. That's because of the activity of spirits in this day. But, amen, he left him clothed in his right mind. Just go ahead and let your fingers hit the keyboard. It's okay. Hallelujah. Mark 6 and 41. Amen. If he needs to do a miracle, he's going to take your 5 loaves and 2 fishes if you will put it in his hand. And he will multiply it. So wherever we go, amen, I'm telling you that God is no respecter of persons. Sin is the problem. He that committeth sin is of the devil. What is sin? It's not just drinking, smoking, lusting, sleeping around. Sin is, amen, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. So God gives us, he wants to take us to that place where he destroys all of the works of the devil. From those that are readily known to those that may be unknown, to meet your soul's need, your body's need. How does he do it? Man, I'm glad in the name of Jesus. I didn't find this all on my own. Amen. I'm kind of a Heinz 57. Born in Virginia, raised in Maryland, went to college in North Carolina, grad school in Wisconsin. Just for somebody to come by one day when I was listening to a preacher that said he was 900 years old and he started his ministry preaching to bears. Amen. I knew not to really listen to him, but he's kind of entertaining. Amen. He saw me with my Bible and my index cards memorizing scripture. He says, I see your Bible. I said, yes, I'm saved, but I want the Holy Ghost. Well, he told me I wasn't saved without it. I said, well, you believe your way and I believe mine. He said, well, if you want it, you can come out to our church and get it. I mean, he wasn't brutal, amen, but he told me the truth. But when I went back and started to study in the scriptures, that's what Bereans do. Thessalonians, they just get mad and riot. But, amen, the scriptures, I found I couldn't rip it out. It was there. Took me 2 weeks to get courage up, called church. Amen. Is it true you got to have the Holy Ghost to be saved? Yes. Amen. It says, well, she says, It's Carolyn Thorpe. I thought I was calling a big church, you know, and I just got one of the secretaries and all that. That's what I had in my mind. And she asked my name. She says, "What's your name?" said Felix Crowder. I said, what's your address? I won't give my address. Boom. Amen. That day wasn't the day of smartphones. I don't even know if they had flip phones back then. Amen. So I waited another couple of weeks and I called again. Same voice, same questions, same hang up. But see, amen, they're not multiple Bibles. You can choose the channel all that you want to. But there's only one God, not three, not a thousand, one. All of the media is displaying a lot of stuff this last couple of weeks and it's not done. But all of it is deceiving to those that go by things other than the Bible. But we have the Bible. And we can't point the fingers at us, at them. We have a spirit that's drawing us. So I'm saying amen today of this. Amen. Whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, whether you're not started on that journey, it doesn't just end, amen, with you going into the water or speaking with tongues. That's like a baby coming out of a womb. There's a whole lot of stuff to do. Would you stand to your feet in Jesus' name? Would you come around the pulpit, please? Don't just come around the front. Come around the pulpit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come around the pulpit, in Jesus' name. From the back to the side, in the name of Jesus. Come on, quickly, quickly. It's